Welcome to The Crossing, the sermon podcast from Washington National Cathedral. We're so glad you're with us, and we hope this week's episode gives you comfort and inspiration. Be sure to check out our other Crossing podcast, Tower Talks, where you can find untold stories from cathedral docents, volunteers, staff, and artists who have each helped make the cathedral into the national treasure we all love. And now, enjoy this week's sermon.
I ask your prayers this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. I want to begin this morning with a few lines from the prayer that began our worship, the opening collect. O God, pour into our hearts such love towards you, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. This prayer offers a clue as to the theme of today's scripture readings and what we're to glean and hold in our hearts and minds as we journey through life this week. Pour into our hearts such love towards you. We are to love God in all things and above all things. In John's Gospel, Jesus tells his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And again, "They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me." What we hear is that love and obedience are one and the same, inseparable. We can't honestly claim to love Jesus if we do not obey him. Now, if the word obey makes you bristle, think of it this way. In Hebrew, the word means to listen closely, to listen acutely. Same for the Greek word hupakoē, or obedience, which carries the same meaning, submission to what is heard. Jesus is not trying to threaten the disciples, but rather awaken in them a slow, burning revolution of love. He began this quest in the chapter before this one. "A new command I give you," Jesus says after he washes their feet. "Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another." In fact, the commandment, Jesus' Maundy Thursday mandate, is the only recorded commandment in John's Gospel. But this is what I ask you to listen to closely. Jesus is not commanding the disciples to love as they are capable of loving. This is not the golden rule kind of love, or even the kind of love described in Mark chapter 12, verse 31. "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." No, this is a shade different and a little more difficult. We are to love as Jesus loves. I hate to admit it, but my love is faulty, negligent. It's not as selfless nor as patient as it should be. It is certainly not infinite or all-encompassing either. For those closest to me, like my family, it is unconditional. But for those whom I think are users and abusers of people, do not hold the best interests of others in their hearts, and for those who are mean and defame others for sport, well, I fall short in the love as God loves department. By the way, you just heard the judgmental side of my defective love too. My friend and fellow priest, the Reverend Russ Ruffino, has been preaching this difference of the command to love for years. He argues against conflating the measure by which we're capable of loving ourselves with the measure by which Jesus is capable of loving. He writes, "We could never love as much as Jesus loved. Jesus commands us to love how he loved. Love sinners, love the outcast, love the weak, love the little guy, love the suckers, love those who take you for suckers. Love the poor, especially the poor. Love those who were foreign to you, strange to you, different from you. Love people who were down and out, even when it's their own fault. Love those who